Key facts of the day, the 4th of December 2018. Jim Breya, nuclear winter of crypto is coming. The famous American venture capitalist Jim Breya never ceases to pin hopes on the blockchain industry business. At the 2018 Global Tech Forum event in Guangzhou, he said that he was very interested with this technology, but he came up with a less encouraging statement for cryptocurrency investors. "We are close to a nuclear winter right now with cryptocurrency," said Breya, an investor in Circle, Ethereum, VeChain, and High Fidelity. DHS to track privacy coins. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, wants to create applications that can analyze privacy coins such as Zcash and Monero. A document published by the DHS Small Business Innovation Research Program, SBIR, talks about finding ways to conduct a retrospective analysis of confidential cryptocurrencies that could potentially be used for criminal activities. The compilers of the document emphasize that such platforms as Zcash and Monero are focused on user privacy and consider anonymity as their key feature, which makes it difficult to determine the origin of the source of the transaction or the amount of transferred funds. Does miner consolidation harm the crypto industry? The fall of the Bitcoin hash rate and the cost of the first cryptocurrency leads to the fact that more and more individual miners are out of the game. The mining industry is definitely experiencing a decline along with falling cryptocurrency prices. The cost of equipment combined with the amount of electricity needed for mining has led to the fact that this process becomes unprofitable for individual crypto enthusiasts. Indeed, some experts believe that the miners only temporarily leave BTC and look for more profitable coins in the interim period until the prices for the first cryptocurrency become more attractive. What else? Joseph Lubin believes in Ethereum's growth. One of the creators of Ethereum and the founder of ConsenSys, Joseph Lubin, believes that the fall in the value of a digital asset is not a marker of the weakness of the entire project. Trezor Wallet supports Ethereum, Ethereum Classic and ERC-20 tokens. The manufacturer of hardware wallets Trezor announced the start of native support for cryptocurrency Ethereum and Ethereum Classic, as well as ERC-20 standard tokens in the Trezor Wallet software beta interface. SK Group and ConsenSys to develop blockchain business hub. South Korean technological holding SK Group has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, with blockchain software technology company ConsenSys for blockchain business cooperation. Big starts training cryptocurrency investigators. The American company Big Blockchain Intelligence Group has launched a cost to train experts in the investigation of crimes related to cryptocurrencies. Initially, the program was designed for law enforcement offices. At 1920, GMT, total cryptocurrency market capitalization stands at $128.5 billion. Bitcoin $3,974, plus 2.29%. XRP 35 cents, plus 1.47%. Ethereum $111, plus 2.90%. Stellar 15 cents, plus 0.89%. Bitcoin Cash $152, minus 3.90%. Freecoin, plus 250%, showed the best growth in the top 100. Market dynamics. The trading volume of cryptocurrencies for 24 hours reached $13.70, minus 0.2 billion per day. Mining profitability. BTC $1.85 for 10th/s, Northeast Arrow, ETH 11 cents for 10mh/s, pause button. BCH $3.95 for 1th/s, Northeast Arrow, LTC $2.70 for 1gh/s, Northeast Arrow, dash 3 cents for 1gh/s, pause button. Click here for the list of ongoing ICOs and rating. Also, subscribe to our Telegram channel to stay up to date on the latest crypto and blockchain news.